Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan De Jesus. Batting second. The left fielder, Jesus Figueroa. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Vale. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doug Coppola. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Doug Coppola. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Warren Cromarty. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Lee. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Charlie Lee. And now, play ball. Ivan De Jesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De Jesus takes first base on ball four. Jesus Figueroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Figueroa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coppola fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vale. The throw from Carter and he is out, Scott applying the tag. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive towards short. De Jesus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Capilla fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Capilla. Parrish moves to second. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Capilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Capilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, DeJesu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesu Figueroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Figueroa is 0 for 1 in the game. Figueroa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Figueroa moves to third. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to home to get Figueroa. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive towards short. DeJesu catches it and throws to first to double up Scott. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vale, who is chasing the ball. Cromarty reaches third base with a triple. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Parrish hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Tyson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Blackwell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0 for 1 in the game. Tyson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee bunts towards third. Dillard fields it, throws to second, with DeJesus covering, for 1, and over to first, with Tyson covering, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Coppola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coppola is 0 for 1 in the game. Coppola hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson who is chasing the ball. Coppola reaches third base with a triple. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesus Figueroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Figueroa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Figueroa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coppola scores. It's Cubs, 1, Expos, 1. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Figueroa moves to second. Stan Bonson now pitching. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vail hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coppola fields it and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to second. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to third. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LaFleur scores. Dawson moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Expos. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Dawson steals third. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Cromartie is walked intentionally. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cromartie. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Cromartie steals second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillard hits a line drive into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Blackwell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine strikes out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Mike Tyson. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner strikes out. One out. Cliff Johnson pinch hits for Dick Tidrow. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jesus Figueroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Figueroa is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Figueroa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Caudill now pitching. Mick Kelleher now playing second base. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur is called out on strikes. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vale strikes out. two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.